Good morning. This is KWSO News. Indoor mask mandates were lifted in Oregon on Saturday. The change comes amidst a sharp decline in COVID cases since January. Jefferson Public Radio, Sophia Prince reports.
Southern Oregon has followed the trend across the state, with fewer COVID cases and hospitalizations despite lower vaccination rates. For example, in the last week, Josephine, Coos, and Klamath counties all averaged fewer than 15 cases a day. Lauren Van Sickle is with the Asante Hospital System. She says it's still important for people to get vaccinated.
For the past several weeks, we've seen a decline in the number of patients who are coming into the hospital to be admitted with COVID symptoms or COVID as a diagnosis. However, we are still seeing that the majority of the people who are coming in are unvaccinated.
She says around 70% of their COVID patients are unvaccinated. In Oregon, masks will continue to be required in medical settings and on public transportation. Immunocompromised people are still encouraged to wear a mask. I'm Sophia Prince, reporting.
In Warm Springs, the state protocols for the Warm Springs K-8 Academy when it comes to the lifting of the mask mandate is somewhat uncertain at the moment, as the COVID task force recommended following the state protocols. But reports from the 509J board say there were concerns with lifting the mask mandate. For now, they are moving forward with the state protocols and are recommending masks but not requiring them. They will make changes as needed based on a decision from the Warm Springs Tribal Council, as they are in session this morning. For anyone exposed to COVID-19 or with symptoms, you can pick up a home test kit during the workday at Warm Springs Emergency Management. Call 541-647-9001 when you arrive and they will bring your test kit out. Weekends and evenings, you can get a home test kit at Fire and Safety on campus and at the Fire Hall in Simnasho. Don't forget, you can also order 4 free home test kits online at usps.com/test kits. If you have any COVID-19 questions or concerns, you can call the COVID-19 nurse hotline at 541-553-5512. The elections for the 29th Tribal Council are coming up on Wednesday, March 30th, and will take place at the Warm Springs Community Center Social Hall from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Absentee ballot boxes will be set up at the Simnasho Longhouse and the Siksikwa Fire Hall. Off-reservation tribal members can mail in their absentee ballot. In the agency district, there are 18 candidates looking to fill 3 positions. There are 6 candidates in the Simnasho district trying to fill 3 positions, and in the Siksikwa district, there are 6 candidates for the 2 positions there. You can check out the Warm Springs program every day, as candidates who have come in for an interview at KWSO are on a continuous rotation until Monday, March 28th. The shelters to independent living will be opening soon, with a tentative date for the dedication ceremony set for this Wednesday, March 16th, as reported in the Spillyeye Taimu. This month, Warm Springs Construction was doing some final work on the site manager residence. A kitchen is also going in, and there will be restrooms and showers on site. Funding for the shelter to independent project comes through Oregon Measure 110. Voters adopted the measure in 2020. The shelter to independent living will be alcohol and drug free with on-site resident managers. Shelter to independent living will be a good complement to the supportive housing project being developed by the Warm Springs Housing Authority. Beginning today, outside Chiloquin, 20 trainees will learn the role of fire in managing the landscape. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
The week-long training mirrors a similar program held outside Eugene last fall. Multiple agencies and Native American tribes from across Oregon are helping stage the burn, which will be on 2 acres of private land. Derek Kimball is a Klamath tribal member who participated in last year's training and is helping coordinate this week's program.
Our goals are to provide forest resiliency and to diminish wildfires so the forest is healthy and it won't catch into a big mega fire.
Before colonization, indigenous people did controlled burns to rejuvenate habitat and reduce fuel buildup. Kimball says he's heartened that after a century of fire suppression, non-tribal governments are becoming more open to what many Native people call cultural burns, patterned after the practices of their ancestors. I'm Brian Bull, reporting in Eugene.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden is proposing a $50 million program to expand mining and processing of lithium and other critical minerals in the U.S. Bradley Parks reports.
The U.S. depends almost entirely on foreign imports of minerals like lithium, cobalt, and nickel. Those are all key ingredients in batteries for electric vehicles, cell phones, and more. Wyden says his program will invest in projects here so that the U.S. can rely less on nations like Russia, one of the top suppliers of critical minerals.
What my bill does is revive and modernize critical mineral production sites.
The senator says the money could be used in Southeast Oregon, where an Australian company is exploring a large lithium deposit. Environmental groups and tribes have raised concerns about the impacts of lithium mining. But Wyden says the program would only award money to projects that are environmentally sound. I'm Bradley Parks reporting.
And in local sports, the Madras High School Lady Buffs finished their season this past weekend. They defeated Cascade 69-60 on Thursday, March 10th to advance to the semifinals. On Friday, March 11th, they faced off against Tri-Valley Conference opponent Corbett, who they've beaten twice in their previous matchups this season. It wasn't the Lady Buffs' night as they were outscored 60-36 and fell from advancing to the finals. They were led in the game by Sasha Esquiro and Rylan Davis with 9 points apiece. The Lady Buffs moved on to face Hidden Valley on Saturday, March 12th, and this time they came away with the victory 48-41. Khalees Holiday led the way with 12 points, with Sasha Esquiro and Lily Lebach-Meadow adding 10 points apiece. The Lady Buffs took third place this year in the OSAA 4A State Championships. Two Lady Buffs made it to the all-tournament teams. Sophomore Sasha Esquiro landed on the first team, and sophomore Rylan Davis made it on the second team. The Lady Buffs also were given the sportsmanship trophy for the tournament. Corbett went on to face Philomath in the championship and fell 46-35 to the state champs. Congratulations, Lady White Buffaloes, on your third place finish. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.